Aren't you breaking your word if you don't veto this map?
No, I've favored a constitutional amendment for Illinois to have an independent commission that will draw maps. I do think that's the better way to do this. The legislature didn't do that. That's not something the governor can do.
But there's seven districts where two GOP incumbents will run against each other. How is that fair?
Well, you try to draw maps not focused on where incumbents live.
Sounds like you're comfortable with what happened there. Let's talk about
energy. No, wait. That's not a reflective comment. I hope that's not going to be in your report. The truth is that I am still reviewing these maps. So
there's a chance you might veto it.
Of course. Tell me lies. Tell me
sweet little lies. That was Governor Pritzker talking to WGN's Tamon Bradley just yesterday about the remap and whether or not he would do that and would sign it. And you heard the governor there very strongly saying that he hadn't made up his mind. Well, he had by this morning, and he signed the map approved by the Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Dan McConkey is on a phone line now with us to talk about that. Senator, I'm figuring you're not so happy today.
Well, Steve, it's good to be on with you. And no, you know, I mean, it's very frustrating when you have an elected official who says one thing very unequivocally as a candidate running for office, trying to get people's votes, and then turn around. And then once they actually get into office, completely going back on their word. And, you know, today, what Governor Pritzker proved was that his unequivocal word to the voters of Illinois really meant nothing at the end of the day.
Well, and so I understand that. And I look, I'll just say personally, I think the way we choose our districts around across this country, by and large, is responsible for the polarization in this country. You know, if we had more competitive races where it was an extreme right in one and extreme left in another, we'd all be better off. Having said that, Senator, I think you guys would do the same thing, wouldn't you?
Well, no. See, what we did was we indicated very clearly that we would support an independent commission. In fact, so let's go back a little bit. You know, I supported the independent commission, the independent maps. I helped collect petition signatures back in 2015 in order to put independent maps on the ballot. I then went in 2016, this was put before the legislature. It was passed by the House, never taken up in the Senate. In 2019, a supermajority of Senate Republicans and Democrats, me being one of them, signed on to legislation that would create independent maps, never brought up for a vote. And then this year, what we did is we indicated, look, we'll take the Democrats' own independent maps proposal down to every comma and period and introduce that as legislation and say that, you know, let's wait for the real census data, which is delayed this year thanks to COVID. Let's wait for it. Let's do the independent map commission exactly like has been endorsed on a bipartisan basis before. Let's do that. And what Governor Pritzker did was, you know, look, he said back in 2018 in a clear and unmistakable manner that he would veto a map that was drawn in any way by legislators, political party leaders, their staffs, or allies. And today he proved that you just can't take him at his word.
So why did he do it?
Well, I believe it was entirely based upon the fact that he is helping his party maximize control here in the General Assembly to exercise control over the state. And that's what's so super frustrating, right? You know, candidate Pritzker indicated he was a reformer. He indicated he was different than the other elected officials in the past. And, you know, you well know as well as I do that the level of machine politics that has dominated this state for decades. Governor Pritzker, candidate Pritzker, I should say, indicated he was different. And today, this map is such a partisan map drawn in order to maximize control for the Democrats. He proved that he really throws in with them and not with the people of the state, he said.
I understand that, Senator. And he did pretty clearly say he would veto a map that was drawn up for partisan reasons. And you can certainly argue this one was. I get all of that. I think you got him on that. The point I want you to address, if not admit to, is the fact that if there were as many Republican senators today as there are Democrats today, as if you had a supermajority and a supermajority of Republicans in the House, the Republicans would draw a map to favor them, too. It's politics. It's, unfortunately, what's legal in this state and in a lot of states around the country. Am I wrong in that?
Well, I can't speak for any other politician. I can only speak for myself. And what I can say is that I have always supported independent map drawing for the exact reason that you indicated at the beginning. Look, I'm very concerned.
Okay. I'll try one more time. I understand that, and we're on the same page with that. But if there wasn't an independent map law or process, and it was this process what we're dealing with right now, and the Republicans had the big numbers, they would pass one to support them.
You know, that's a hypothetical. We're not there in that situation. Okay. This is a situation we're in, and I can tell you where I personally stand.
Well, I appreciate your time today, and where were we on that commission? I thought it came up for a referendum or something like that, and we fell short. How close are we now to, I know it's going to be another 10 years, but do we have a shot at getting it again?
Well, absolutely. I do think that's the case. You know, the biggest thing that blocked it last time was the partisan Democrat-controlled Supreme Court when we tried to put this on the ballot before. And, you know, it's interestingly enough, when people had an opportunity back in November to decide whether or not to retain the author of that decision, Justice Kilbride, they overwhelmingly chose not to do so. So there's going to be some new Supreme Court races. They're just redistricted the Supreme Court also at the same time. Talk about dragging the judiciary into the muck with everybody else. But look, we're going to have races. We're going to see where the Supreme Court lands. At the end of the day, it's going to be, you know, the people's opportunity when they go to the ballot box to decide whether or not they want to take back their state or not.
Senate Minority Leader Dan McConkie, always great to talk to you, Senator. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. You're listening to the Afternoon News. Here's Mary.